So the SABC was in Parliament yesterday and it says it's focusing on new sources of revenue and they've increased cost-cutting measures as they attempt to move away from its reliance on government bailouts. And speaking of government bailouts, remember they had received that 2.1 billion rand and of course they will receive the remaining 1.1 billion rand which will be transferred once it meets a number of preconditions that are set by the National Treasury. Let's speak to the Deputy Minister of Communications now, Pinky Kikana. Thank you so much, Deputy Minister, for chatting to us.
Thank you, Clement, and thank you to 702 listeners.
So the public broadcaster, you know, tabling its 2018-2019 annual report in Parliament, you know, last month, they spoke about a net loss of about 482 million rand for the year ending March this year. What is the strategic plan, especially from the department side, to help the SABC to be back on its ground, but also to help it implement the turnaround strategy?
Look, the department is a shareholder in the SABC, that you know. And we have been working very close with the SABC for all its years. And I will take you just quickly on the trend that has been happening, especially on the losses. It's 2016-17, they lost 1 billion rand. 17-18, it was at 744. Now 18-19, it's sitting at 483 million. The loss, it's a regrettable one, but the way it has been reducing, it shows there's an element of commitment to work towards being accountable, but also making sure that you live you make sure that you survive with the less that you have.
Yeah.
And if you look at the 483 million, 406 million out of that was around the sports rights. Yeah. And that's why there was a serious outcry this year. And we thank PSL and SAFA to come into the board. But also, it's not only speaking to the sports rights around soccer only. We need to look at the totality of all the sporting codes because it's all about social cohesion.
Yeah.
And if you look at what the SABC has presented in Parliament, we expect a break even in the next 24 months. Part of it, which they also gave to Parliament, was to say, look, we've even reduced from irregular expenditure by 41%, from 570 million to 336 million. And so, irregular does not mean money was not well spent, but it only says you don't plan accordingly, you buy abruptly.
Yeah,
and Deputy, all those things.
And Deputy Minister, for the SABC to also be able to plan accordingly and also implement the turnaround strategy and also some of the preconditions, they're going to need that chief restructuring officer. When is that restructuring officer going to be appointed for the SABC? Because my understanding is that was one of the preconditions for the bailout.
Well, our minister, Stellan Daveni-Abrahams, and the Minister of Finance will be looking at that. And Cabinet, it's not unique to SABC only. All the ailing SOEs, the chief restructuring officer will be appointed, and that will be spoken to between the Minister of Finance and the relevant minister. And this time around, it will be the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, Ms. Stella, who will be dealing with all those things. But if you look at the preconditions, part of it, especially on what has been given. Remember, SABC wanted 3.2 billion. They got 2.1 billion because Treasury was saying there were three other preconditions that were not met, which spoke to the core and the non-core assets. And the core assets were looking at radio stations or TV channels that can be sold. And that will need proper engagement and strategy on how we go around some of those things. Mm. The non-core speaks to your buildings and other related things or land that the SABC owns. So we still need to go back to Treasury around that. The other area is around the public-private partnership model, and the other one speaks to commercial, your Radio Metro versus Ukhozi FM. The other one is commercial, the other one is public, and the reporting around how this Deputy, kind of commercial and public radio stations are working. How do we make sure that we report separately?
Deputy Minister of Communications, I appreciate you coming through. Pinky Kikana is the Deputy Minister there, chatting to us about the developments coming out of Parliament yesterday, the SABC executives being present there.